Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And, you know, whether you know him as Lieutenant Dan from Forrest Gump, Mac Taylor, CSI, or Jack Garrett, Criminal Minds, or just as a great American who takes care of our heroes, it's Gary Sinise. Gary, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, man, great to have you back on. I can't believe the Gary Sinise Foundation was started in 2011. Wow. I mean, they've been going for a while and doing some great work, but can you believe it's been that long?
Well, we're growing. You know, we continue to grow. There continues to be needs, and we can continue to try to fill those needs where we can. It's a big part of my life, no question about it. I've got a great team. We recently moved the foundation from Woodland Hills, California, to the Nashville area, and we've got a great team of people that are working. It's their full-time job. I'm a volunteer still. I started the foundation and wanted to raise additional money so that I could, you know, have a great team, hire a great team to continue to do the mission full time. And that's what we're doing. We've raised hundreds of millions of dollars over these last 12 years. And we're about to head into our 13th year starting July 1st.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. You know, and you're a volunteer. You're a, you're a special volunteer, Gary. I mean, this whole idea came about, like we talked about in 2011, to really take care of our military veterans and also first responders. But some of these numbers, just from your website at the Gary Sinise Foundation, 83 specially adapted smart homes completed for the severely wounded heroes. And if people don't know exactly what that is, that takes... It's not like just building a house. I mean, you've got to have all kinds of different protections and different kinds of devices, adapters in there to take care of the people who live there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we build these, to the needs of the particular service member that we're building for. So every house is a little bit different, has different things in it. There's some similarities in all the houses because if you've got somebody in a wheelchair, they can't reach the cupboard or whatever. We put things in there that make it very easy for them to be independent within their own home. They don't always have to ask somebody to reach up and get something for them or whatever. We make it so that they can function in these homes independently, and that's what it's about. The program is called RISE. Restoring independence, supporting empowerment. And that's what we're doing. And so we provide technology in the homes. The hallways are wider. The floors are easy to get around on. You know, doorways are wider. Sometimes you need an elevator in there. Who knows what you might need,
right?
Depending on the needs.
You talk about giving them their independence back, but also giving them their dignity. I mean, you know, these are folks that are not used to asking for anything. They're used to getting things done, and for them to come back and not have that ability, man, it's just, it's life-changing. We're talking to Gary Sinise here on the National Defense. Gary, let's talk about this gigantic new partnership the Gary Sinise Foundation has with Amazon. Man, that's huge.
Oh, it's terrific. Amazon has a huge veterans support initiative within their company where they hire a lot of veterans. So they were looking for, I'm not sure we're the only veteran nonprofit they support, but they were looking, to back up, a good, reliable nonprofit. I'm glad they came aboard to help us. They made a 3-year deal with us, a 3-year commitment. They have a lot of people that volunteer for our different events that we're doing around the country because it has such a massive company and a lot of people who work there.
Yeah.
So we do events all nationwide, and there's always Amazon employees in those areas who want to come out and help us and volunteer for our events. Great company doing great things for service members, and I'm glad that we have this partnership with them.
Man, yeah, and you talk about some of those events. You know, you just guys had a huge event at Sonoma Raceway in Northern California, And that was one of the country stars of Amazon Music. Tyler Braden was involved in that. I mean, those kind of things, you're doing that all the time. And you talk about the Gary Sinise Foundation growing. It seems like every single day there's something going on with you guys.
Well, you're exactly right. There is something going on every single day. And there's multiple things going on. We just had a tour up to Alaska where we sent a tour up to some of the bases in Alaska, an entertainment tour. We had the first responder event in Sonoma. We just had about 20 first responder spouses on what we call our New York City adventure. And we sent, wow, these are all spouses of fallen firefighters and police officers that are going through difficult times. We've been doing that for military for a long time. We've expanded that to serve the needs of our first responder families. We have our Snowball Express initiative, which takes care of the Gold Star children.
Yeah.
And we're building houses. My band is going out. Like I said, we're going to be, we're actually at Fort Belvoir on May 25th. And then on May 26th, we are at Constitution Hall.
I saw that.
Gigantic event.
Yeah.
For Vietnam veterans. It's called Welcome Home Celebration of Service.
I love that. A Vietnam veterans Welcome Home Celebration of Service with the Lieutenant Dan Band. And I'm so happy to see that, because we talk to a lot of Vietnam vets on this program. And, you know, I don't care what you say, they've never gotten their due. And so for you guys to devote this event to them, that's got to mean the world.
Well, Randy, tell them to come.
Yeah, absolutely.
if they're listening right now, go to GarySinisFoundation.org, and you'll see right there on the homepage, this is a free concert. This is a concert supported by the generous donors who go to the Gary Sinise Foundation and donate so that we can give back to our service members and first responders. And this event, May 26th at Constitution Hall, there's still some seats left. And we encourage, it's free.
That's great.
Paid for by the wonderful, generous, charitable donors that go to the Gary Sinise Foundation website. And we encourage people to come on out, celebrate our Vietnam veterans with us. Joe Montana is going to be the master of ceremonies. He's a good buddy of mine. He's an ambassador for the Gary Sinise Foundation. We have Medal of Honor recipient Sammy Davis, who's going to speak, and Sammy is also a dear friend and ambassador for the foundation. Lee Ellis is a POW. And on the National Memorial Day concert on May 28th, I'll be doing that with Joe, and we're actually featuring 11 POWs from Vietnam.
Oh, wow.
On the show.
Wow.
This is the 50th anniversary of the end of combat operations and the return of our POWs.
Yeah.
So we wanted to do something special at the National Memorial Day concert, and I wanted to do something extra special for them. So we're producing this concert at Constitution Hall on May 26th.
That's so cool. How long have you and Joe been doing that on Memorial Day? I mean,
Joe started in 2002, and then he got hooked, and then contacted me in 2005, and they were going to do a segment on the USO, and I had been doing all this USO performing and tours and whatnot, and he invited me to bring my band to be a part of the segment on the 2005 Memorial Day concert.
Oh, wow.
So I didn't know about it, and I went there, and my band had just gotten back from doing a Europe USO tour, and then here we are standing on the stage in front of the Capitol, and there's 200,000 people out there, and we're playing for them. And then the following year, they asked me to come back and co-host with Joe. So I started co-hosting in 2006, and it's just something I wouldn't miss.
So cool.
It's a beautiful way to celebrate, you know, our defenders and people that have sacrificed to keep us free, and to remind the nation that there is a cost for freedom, and we want to honor them. We do that each and every day at the Gary Sinise Foundation and on Memorial Sunday May 28th. It's a way for the nation to come together and watching PBS and
yeah, that is such a cool deal. Gary, I want to ask you or tell you something about the Snowball Express. So our executive producer, Nate Herron, just happened to be in Disney World last year when the Snowball Express kids came through there. And he couldn't even talk about it. I mean, it was so impactful just to see them there. But what a great thing this is for the Children of the Fallen, huh?
That's a giant initiative under our Relief and Resiliency Program to support our Gold Star children and families. We're expanding that this year to include a separate event for families of fallen first responders. So it's a big initiative to sell, you know, to kind of honor the sacrifices that have been made and to take care of these families. And, you know, we bring 1,000 kids, you know, to Disney World. That costs a lot of money. So years ago, I got involved with it back in 2007. It was its own 501c3, raising a little bit of money. American Airlines has been a part of it from the beginning, providing all the travel. So American will donate like 12 airplanes and all the crews, the pilots, everybody donates their time to fly the kids to Orlando. And my foundation is, you know, it's my foundation's program, and there's multiple people that have gotten involved to support it, multiple partners and sponsors and supporters. It's a giant event. Yeah. I mean, you know, you got 1,000 kids, but then you got, you know, all the surviving parents and
right.
guardians and, you know, volunteers. And I mean, it's huge. It's,
yeah, yeah,
it's a huge event. I've been doing it since 2007.
Oh, wow.
And then it became a program of my foundation in 2018.
Yeah. You know, we've interviewed a couple of the pilots that fly for American, and it take these kids to a Disney World. And it's just, you know, they always describe it as such a blessing to them. Because it's just so impactful, and for these kids to have you know, a couple of days of not thinking about anything but fun, it's just incredible. And I mean, the numbers again, since the program started, over 12,000 kids have gone. And man, I mean, and you I'm sure you hear from them, you know, like maybe every year about how much impact that made to them, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah. It's, you know, it's impactful when you're a child who's lost a parent, and you may be the only child in your school or in your class or
right.
whatever that's going through that. But when you come to Snowball Express, and are around the Gary Sinise Foundation team and everybody that's lending their support and everything like that, and you see all these other kids that have all gone through the same thing, you don't feel so alone. It's very healing. It's very positive. It's moving. It's fun. They make friends. They stay in touch with those friends throughout the year. It's very, very positive program. We've had a lot of kids go through that program over the years. I mean, I play for them every year. So
yeah, right.
I remember,
yeah.
You know, and I would see, you know, you start playing for them, and then the next year, the same group of kids is right in front of me, right? And then and they're getting a little bit older. Then the next year, they're right there in their same spot, and they're getting older and older. And it's like you're watching them grow up in front of you. And
yep.
then they eventually graduate from the program.
Yeah, but yet Gary Sinise never ages. So, you know, that's, I don't know what's up with that. But Gary, you mentioned that, you know, you moved your offices to Nashville. I don't detect a twang at all. I'm originally from Knoxville, Tennessee. And so to be in a town that's close to Crystal Hamburgers, it's got to be wonderful.
Well, Well, I might not have the twang yet because I'm still in California. My foundation is in Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
I'm hoping to move this summer. The foundation moved there last year. Very, very positive for everybody. We got a great team there. They're working hard. Like I said, we're doing things all over the place all the time. We even have you'll see on the website, if you go to the homepage on the website, you'll see a play that we're sponsoring called Last Out. Last Out was written by Lieutenant Colonel Scott Mann. Scott wrote the book called Operation Pineapple Express about the withdrawal from Afghanistan. And Scott performs in the play with a mostly all-veteran cast. And it really speaks to the issues that Afghanistan veterans especially are going through right now. And so my foundation is sponsoring it.
Oh, that's cool. That's very cool.
So there's a tour going on.
You know, you talked about your team. We just had your vice president of marketing, Kristen Barter, on a program last year. How great is she? I mean, you talk about passionate.
Kristen, I love her. She's passionate, dedicated. She knows me, so well because she's been by my side for 9 years now. And has seen a lot of the foundation. The foundation's in our 12th year, so she was there pretty early on.
Yeah.
She's seen the foundation go through a lot of different things, and she's very, very dedicated. Wonderful. She served in the Marine Corps, and I just love her to pieces.
Yeah, she's great. And Gary, hey, now you've got three kids, right?
Yes.
I got a question for you.
Four grandkids and one on the way.
All right. Well, good. This is going to be something you can tell me about then, because I got two daughters, and the older daughter is getting married the day after Memorial Day. You've obviously had that experience of walking somebody down the aisle.
This is the first time for you.
This is the first time. Yeah.
That's something you never forget. That.
Oh my gosh,
very special.
Am I
you
gonna
like the guy? I hope you like the guy.
He's an anesthesiologist at Cedars-Sinai. I love the guy.
Oh, okay.
No, he's a great guy, but I just don't know if I'm going to make it all the way down the aisle. Man, I mean, I cry at milk commercials.
I feel for you. I know what you're going through. It's tough.
Yeah. It's going to be great, though. It's going to be fantastic. Hey, Gary, thank you for the time, man. It's always great to have you on. Thank you for everything your foundation is doing and just continues to do every single day.
Well, I appreciate it. And again, Vietnam veterans, go to GarySneesFoundation.org and look at our Welcome Home celebration at Constitution Hall and come on out, let us celebrate you, and just spread the word if you can, Randy. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Gary. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.